Yeah. Bullshit. I saw that, man. I saw that. You are recording right now as we speak. So you didn't fool me this time anyway. What a week it's been, guys, right? I mean, it's just been crazy, crazy busy. Again, we had to kind of shift our recording this week because of some events this week, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Brian, hey, you want to kick us off, dude?
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Yeah. As of this recording, we are recording on Memorial Day for you, our listeners, and just because we love doing it. So, yeah, thank you, everybody who served, and we wouldn't be here without you. We truly appreciate it. Words cannot describe how much gratitude we have. And I'm sure we're going to say it multiple times throughout the episode. But Tony, thank you for serving. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everybody out there who has served. And
but you know what? I didn't pay the ultimate price like the most folks here on Memorial Day. So save your little thank you for Veterans Day. But yes, I did make a couple of sacrifices, but not much. Not much compared to everybody else. So anyway. Well,
thanks for downplaying that. Jeez.
All right, then. Screw you, brother.
All right. Oh, man. Can't I just thank everybody who's allowing me to put my fat ass in this chair and podcast on a Monday morning? I couldn't do it without you.
Well, for everybody except for Tony, this is for you.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
Yay. And with that note, let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom! Welcome to the con.
Gosh, the glass is half full with you this morning, huh? We're going to fill that up, right? We're going to make it a full glass.
Half empty. Half empty for me.
Half empty. I'm all... Kerfuckled.
Kerfuckled? That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good one. Kerfuckled. That's going to be another lexicon for us.
So, curdled.
Yeah. Anyway, gentlemen, my week was kind of boring. I can't wait to hear about your guys' week. What's going on? Why did we have to record on a Monday? And wow, what? Tell me what's happening. What's going on? Going on in the world?
I had to thank you guys again for you guys made a sacrifice so that I can
I no longer
want to
thank you, Tony. I'm thanking everybody else.
All right. No. I went to So I had I went to a concert this weekend. I went and saw Chris Stapleton. I was supposed to see George Strait, but we left before that. So it was nice. It was got to enjoy.
You left before that.
Yes, I did.
What time did you leave?
I think we left at around 8:45.
What time did the concert start?
It started at 5:45.
Oh.
So, again, I have another thing. I have to say, man, again, California, what the fuck is up with you? You guys don't even know how to party correctly.
Did you see the concert in California?
No, what I'm saying is I got there, like, usually in California, it's like everybody kind of trickles in, and then they'll maybe show up for the main headliner. Dude, at 5:45, everybody was in the fucking crowd for the concert.
Concerts in California, well, I don't know if it's just a California thing, but concerts don't start till like 9 p.m. over here anyways.
True. We got shit to do over here.
But if the act gets
on stage on time.
Yeah.
That's true. But at the same time, it's like, I don't even understand it. Everybody was willing to party. It's like, I have now understood, like, there is like a rite. There is a rite of passage. There is like a spring ritual. It's like everybody wants to come out and everybody just wants to have fun and get together.
There's nothing to do where you're at.
Oh, dude, I don't give a shit, but
you
still,
are so
but the crowds
starved
were even,
for entertainment. But I understand crowds, why you're early. You're well, just
it was,
like...
It was the first time the concert had been there in like 25 years. So, I mean, there is that. I mean, it's crazy. But again, it was the venue itself was just, man, you could tell it had been 25 years since they had a concert because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. But, you know, it all ended up being really, really fun, even though I left before George Strait got on stage. So, it was good. It was a good time. I had a great time. It gave
us did you go there for George Strait and you just decided to leave before then?
No,
or did you see the acts you wanted to see and then?
So it was, I did want to see George Strait, but I saw George Strait maybe, God, like in 97. So how many years ago was that? Yeah, in California. You know, it was in California. But I've already seen him, and, you know, he's not the most lively person on stage, if you get my drift.
He's not that spry guy anymore than he was in the 90s.
He gets up there, and he plays his songs, which, you know, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm more of a Chris Stapleton fan, so I got to see Chris Stapleton. It's my second time seeing him, so
I like Chris Stapleton. I also like George Strait. So
yeah, I like them both too. But I just didn't, you know, with the way the venue was run and just the way it was, like, everybody was cramped in. It that part wasn't fun, and that's why we left early. We went to this
like Comic Con.
Yeah, so we stopped by Raising Cane's and then called it a night. So that was it. But anyway,
could I make a suggestion though? Like, you know, to the universe of concerts organizers, could we have like a let's say the elder millennial, Gen X, boomer, happy hour show start times, you know?
They need a section of their own.
Because I don't like this 9 p.m. because that's like the time I start winding down for the damn day, you know? It's like, hey, why don't you start like a happy hour, like around 4 or 5 o'clock, you know? Get some drinks, some snacks, and then enjoy the show. And then get
start having it at the senior center.
Exactly.
Well, George Strait did go on, I think, at 9:15. So that's like a respectable time to go on stage,
done
right?
Done by 10.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was done by like 11. But anyway, I mean, that's a respectable time. And getting this late shit. And honestly, Brian, you were asking about like there should be like a Gen Xer entrance.
Yeah.
Right? It is. It's called VIP, and you have to pay fucking twice as much, three times as much in order to find a fucking bathroom that you could just take a decent piss in instead of these like little outhouses. You have to pay so much more money to just piss in a
pissing tax, Tony. It's the pissing tax.
It's fucking ridiculous.
If you're going to a concert venue where with a Steve Ballmer, there's going to be all the bathrooms about there, right?
Yes, exactly. Woo! What's the name of that arena anyway? What's that going to be called?
The Toilet Bowl?
The Intuit. Not Intuit Dome. Intuit
Arena?
Something. Intuit something. It's Intuit.
No, it's Intuit. All right. It's Intuit. Yeah. I want to take a piss into it.
All right. Where is that? Hold on. There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, Oren, how was your week this week, my friend? Any fun, exciting news?
I mean, no, the week was just a normal, you know, work week. Didn't really do much there. But yesterday, I think I mentioned to you guys in the chats, but everyone might as well know my uncle is and his wife are here for out. They're here from Ohio. So,
oh, nice. Okay.
They came out. Well, anyway, they came out a couple days ago. So, yeah, I just spent the day with them yesterday down in Hermosa Beach. Oh, it was nice. But right now they had their Memorial Day festival going on, which it was, you know, a street festival like you would, you know, you have the one here in Orange. And, you know, so, yeah, so it was crazy as, you know, hell to get there. But, just spent, you know, nice day visiting. It was nice to visit other than just the usual, oh, hi, you know, because it was just me and them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, due to, you know, health reasons, because for his wife, that we see them all in little sections now. Parker was going to go with me, he's in Vegas visiting a friend, so it was just me. So I got to sit and talk and, spend some nice quality time.
So the question is now, when you're out here in Iowa, are you going to stop by in Ohio to go see them? We're a hop, skip, and a jump, as they say. Just kidding. Anyway. All right.
Four hours away.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
Quick little 4 hours away.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's 4 hours away from here. Anyway. All right. Well, that sounds like it was a fun time, man, and well-deserved. So, hey, what about you, Saucebox? Anything popping off for you this week?
Nothing. No. Nope.
Nothing at all, huh?
Womp, womp.
All right. And what about you, Maestro? I know somebody had a birthday this week.
Nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, nothing happened or you don't remember anything?
Yeah, I think it was he doesn't remember anything.
I remember anyway. That I don't remember things. Yes, exactly. No, actually, it was a pretty chill week for the most part. We got to go away, went to Cambria for a couple days, a few days, and had a nice time up there. Weather was beautiful up here. It was just lovely to unplug for a bit. And then the pod up here in Santa Maria decided to plan something my actual birthday, and we went to a nice winery. Then we went to a nice Mexican restaurant, which was delicious. And then afterwards, we kind of just hung out, and then specialty cocktails were made afterwards. So
nice,
yeah.
Ooh.
Specialty cocktails.
Yes.
Like what is the main thing in this cocktail? Like you know, like some of these are like whiskey based. Some of them. Tony likes the gin. But what is the main thing?
One of them was a take on a whiskey sour. It was actually a tequila sour. So
nice.
Yeah. And so you're like, I don't know how that would work, but it actually works extremely well. So one of the people in our group was not really a tequila fan, and he was like, no, this is good.
I am now.
Yeah,
so. That's what got me into whiskey, man, was the whiskey sours, man. That's like sweetness. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I was after that, I'm like totally. Yeah. Where it's like,
you want to know a funny thing I found out about whiskey this week?
What?
And I'm sure I am very late to the game. Millions of people already know this. I'm just very slow. I didn't know that you could be a whiskey sommelier.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I just learned that. But
here's another thing too.
That sounds interesting.
In the summertime in Mammoth, they actually have a whiskey festival, whiskey bourbon festival.
Do they really?
Holy shit. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Wait, dude, you need to send me the link.
I feel a con trip coming.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like too. A road trip.
Yeah, but that sounds dangerous to me, don't you think? Like, you know, it's like if you go to a beer like festival, you're like, oh, I could drink a little bit of beer. It won't be that bad, but. How quickly would you get shit faced at a whiskey festival?
I don't know, man. I honestly think
we'd have to find out.
Let's find out. Yeah. And I knew Wayne was drunk on Friday because he kept sending a text over and over, and it was the same fucking meme, and it was just over and over and over. I was like, Wayne's at a fucking 0.24 right now. Anyway, and then on top of that, at the end of that, he then shows us a flight of whiskey that he's getting ready to drink. I'm like, fucking A, Wayne. Jeez. I know that's the way to do it, man.
You know what the funny thing is? Yeah. I don't see the repeat text on mine.
Oh,
really?
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. I was scrolling down and showing Sarah the tweets.
And they would just keep coming.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, look. I'll show you right now. Look.
Huh. That is so
weird.
Look
at that. Look at that.
He's not even looking.
Now I'm looking at mine. I'm trying to find it. But anyway.
I should probably put that on our Instagram to show everybody our stories. But anyhow, all right. Well, sounds like we had a great week. Let's you know what? Let's just get right into it, man. Let's Oren, you ready?
But wait, I got listener feedback.
Oh wait, we got listener feedback. Okay.
Real quick.
Then I'm not ready.
So you got a second there.
Start prepping now, Oren. Start prepping now.
Listener Donald had a question, and I decided to do some research on this. And he wanted to know, because we talked about AI last week, right?
Yeah.
And we had a conversation, and now Brian loves this thing, but he had a question, and I want to ask you guys what your thoughts on this. For the past 2 weeks, and this is a time frame from May 10th to May 24th. What's the percentage of listeners downloads were do we believe to be AI?
100%.
If you were to, and this is how I made the criteria, all the downloads from Cupertino versus everybody else's.
Yeah.
What percentage?
I'm going to say, I think actually I want to say about 90%.
90% AI?
Yeah, I think it's 90% that we're coming from AI Cupertino. Okay.
Potentially, allegedly, right?
Yeah,
How about you?
Yeah, allegedly.
Any guesses?
Sure.
Perfect.
No.
Throw a random number out there because you got 100%, 90%.
91. That's kidding.
86.35%.
All right.
Oh, there we go. That's specific.
So of all three of you con men, the closest actually is Lord O.
Oh, really? Wow.
80%.
All right. Well, there you go.
About 80%.
about 80%.
I'd have put my money on Orin anyway. I would absolutely.
Have you guys been keeping up with, I guess, Google again has totally fucked up royally when it comes to their AI?
Yes.
It's No, I haven't been keeping up with that, but I cannot wait to hear this story.
Wait till you hear this. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Do you have this already, Tony? Because I'm very much familiar with this.
No. Go for it. I was like, I was going to look it up, but if you've got it, go for it.
Google has this function now with called search overviews, I believe that's what it's called, where AI overviews, where basically if you do a search at Google, it could basically give you the results below it, but there's like a summary section up top of like what AI thinks is probably a good little TLDR, right? A little quick, little short summary of what might be based on your question or prompt. But the problem is like there's allegedly outliers. This is not the most frequent thing, but there's these exceptions that have been happening where AI has been really wrong. And for example, one of them was there's two that I recall. One was asking, someone asked like, how many rocks are you allowed to eat? Is it okay for a person to eat on a daily basis? And then I guess Google replied back, oh, according to geologists from this university, you can eat one rock per day. You know,
and my favorite one was go ahead. Yeah,
And one other question was like, how do I stop cheese from sliding off my pizza? You know, because that's a problem. You know, when you make it, it slides off the pizza. And the response that Google's, well, if you put an eighth of a cup of a non-toxic glue into the mix,
that will keep your pizza, your cheese from sliding off your pizza. But my favorite one of all time was, can cockroaches live in your penis? Absolutely. It's totally normal too. Usually over the course of a year, 5 to 10 cockroaches will crawl into your penis hole while you are asleep. This is how they got the name cockroach.
So
we're doomed. It's learning.
And I guess the issue with these answers is that these answers do exist online, but they're like from parody places or like on Reddit or some of these other forums that technically they shouldn't be sourced. So pretty funny. It's pretty damn funny.
And another one was somebody asked it, how long ago was 1919? What do you think the answer was?
I'm assuming it was just probably like a basic math problem.
It was 20 years ago, according to Google AI. So, you know, again, this is a double fiasco.
Have we
that
become
had in
that
the past
lazy
6 months
where we just can't look things up ourselves?
Yeah,
like
we've been like this, dude. And I have a whole theory on this, man. We are actually the collective, man, and we are with all of our stupid questions and our Google searches. We are collectively one big huge brain now, and that's what AI is using for everything. You're going to know all of it.
Because we're the dumbest brain out there, then. Jesus.
Exactly, because we go to Google now to answer anything and everything, man.
Like,
and you can ask it the most
asinine
question.
People on their own can be smart, but as a group, people are dumb. People, like, groups of people are stupid, you know, unless if you listen to our show, then you're very, very smart.
Oh, man. Anyway, it's fucking ridiculous. Anyway. All right. Let's just, Orin, are you ready now, my friend?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Let's do it, man.
All right, guys. Hey, well, you already know how everyone's doing. Who's ready to laugh?
Always me.
I am.
I'm here.
All right, then. Enough of this foreplay, and let's start laughing. Okay. You guys, you know, poop jokes. Yes, poop. Poop jokes.
Tony's favorite.
Yeah, yes. But poop jokes aren't my favorite, though.
Oh, really? What is that?
But they're a solid number two.
Well, I'm glad they're solid, at least.
That's good.
It's a problem that runs when it's runny. When it's a runny number two, that's when you have problems.
Hello, right. Number two.
You know, speaking of AI, we just got done with that. But, you know, guys,
Orin, one more thing. You know that last joke that you had?
Yeah.
It was pretty corny.
Tony, leave the jokes to Oren, please. Please leave the jokes to Oren.
All right, Oren, sorry about that.
And that's already subjective. I don't know. You know, but So anyway, yeah, we were just talking about AI, but you know, I really wouldn't worry about that stuff, guys. You know, I really wouldn't worry about you know, the smartphone or the TV spying on you, because the vacuum cleaner has been gathering dirt on us for years. Yeah.
Ouch.
That's a good one, yeah. Wayne. Come on now.
The solid number two was better.
Well, the solid, you know, hey, gotta start strong and end with a thud. All right, I just got a few more here.
Because I thought it was a little, I thought that joke was a little green.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, I didn't know Sylvester Stallone was on his third wife. Did you?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
No, neither did I. So yeah, I mean, I guess the first one was Rocky, and the second one was Rocky II.
You know, I mean, Wayne, at least Wayne got a nod on that one. He's somewhat interested in that. He's, yeah, it was somewhat interested.
That was respectable.
All right. I got the nod from Wayne, so that's usually my, you know, get off the jokes. But I just got one more. You know, Wayne, you mentioned that drink and reminded me that tequila, although tequila may not fix your life, but it's worth a shot.
That's the truth.
So,
amen.
Anyway, so the fact this week. Wait, we didn't have a poll question, right? No. Okay.
I don't believe so.
No, we did not. Yeah, not this week.
Okay. I lost. There we go. So the fact this week, you know, I figure, hey, you know, it's a holiday. I take it easy. I'll be like, you know, I don't feel like searching up facts. My factors are gone, giving the holiday off. So I called up Skeletor, right? And that son of a bitch, he, you know, he pulled a me on me. I said, hey, Skeletor, give me a fact. Can I get a fact for this week? And he said, piss off, man. It's a holiday. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I had to think of something myself. You know, heaven forbid I do my own work. And, you know, I was thinking dirt. I was thinking about dirt. Why? I don't know. You know, you drive and, you know, I asked you guys last week, you know, hey, why do they call dirt mud when it, why not just wet dirt? And then I started thinking, what the heck is clean dirt? You know, you see those things on the side of the road?
Yeah, come get clean dirt. Yeah,
come get clean dirt. Clean dirt here. Well, what the heck is clean dirt? And I know our construction followers out there, they're going to know this. But so I thought I'll look it up. And clean dirt is, it's dirt. Yeah. It was, you know,
wow. Okay.
Clean dirt is dirt. But the only difference is it contains no contaminants such as combustibles or corrosives. And it's free of glass,
it's
wood, or any other debris. Yes. So basically, clean dirt is dirt filtered, so they can use it for building and stuff.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Did not know that.
That's interesting. Yeah. And that is actually something I always wondered. You see on the side, they're driving around. I'm like,
yeah, what the heck, especially out here. Yeah, especially out here. It's like, clean dirt. Hey, come fill it up. Clean dirt. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what you get when Skeletor blows you off.
Till next time, Skeletor.
Of a fact. I was just going to say. Thank you for clarification on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and we have no poll results. So there you go. That's a fact and some jokes. And I hope you enjoyed it. Because there will be more to come later. And
all right. Woohoo. All right. And you know what? We're going to get right into it, folks. When we get back, we've got a lot of stuff to wrap up in the cornucopia. And we'll do that right after a word from Sweatcat Candles.
This and every episode of The Con is sponsored by Soycat Candles, your consistent, high-quality, nose-hole companion since 2016. Visit SoycatCandles.com to shop the latest in seasonal products, and together, we can help find our furry friends forever homes. Me wow.
During the break.
So speaking of, kind of reminded me of like the clean dirt thing and things that you might find in contaminants. Did you guys hear about the recent report about microplastics?
Yes. Yeah.
Not recent report, but I know of microplastics.
Yeah, because like they basically like they could get everywhere, anywhere, like especially in the oceans, like whatnot.
In our beaches and all that stuff. Yeah.
So I guess reportedly because of it gets into everything and we probably are consuming it. They've been finding it now, and because they did testing, and apparently when doing autopsies, they discovered it in dog testicles, and additionally, human testicles.
It just gathers there? So,
yeah.
Like, how does it get there?
That's the question. Nobody really understands or knows, but yes, microplastics are now, and this would probably explain why we're seeing, like, dips in the birth rates and things of that nature. We become so dependent. I think that, you know, again, this is to me is like Mother Nature kind of like course correcting. If you want to think about overpopulation, I know that's a thing. I don't know. Some people believe in it. Some people don't, but I don't know.
I think we're underpopulating. I think we should all populate even more. Yeah,
I think we should. But again, I think that Mother Nature is kind of telling us, hey, you know what? We're going to shrink your taints. We're going to shrink your taints, and we're going to put lots of plastic in your scrotum so that, you know, you're just the funny thing is, I think in the future, are we, when we ejaculate, is it going to be like silly string? is that what it's going to look like? It's like you're jerking off and all of a sudden it's silly.
It's
going to
be like a 3D
like
printer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You can form your sperm into anything else that you want. You know, right. It's just.
Does it seem stickier?
Form of a plastic bottle.
Right.
Form of a computer.
Quick seal.
I like the silly stream though. That would just be a party all the time, right? I mean, you party by yourself, you'll party, you know, just whatever. It's just the way to end it. You know, imagine you're doing what you're doing, and then you pull out and then silly string's just going. I mean, it just makes for a very festive occasion, doesn't it, guys?
To party all the time.
Am I going too far, guys? Am I going too far with that?
No, staying in the show.
Just the
That's
image.
Actually staying in
your
the show.
Silence. I know, but your silence is deafening, guys. Jeez.
Wow. Oh, man.
Are we back?
I guess we're back. I don't have the bumper for this. Do you, Wayne? I think you do.
I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. All right, man. We're back, and let's just get right into it, guys. The Conocopia.
Step right up, folks, and welcome to the Conocopia, where we dive into the glitz and glam of movies, trailers, and TV shows. Get ready for a whirlwind tour of entertainment news that'll leave you on the edge of your seat. So grab your popcorn and tune in, because the show's about to begin, and it's going to be a real humdinger.
All right. Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Boy, it looks like you've got now some rules on our Conocopia. I kind of like this.
Figured like the smaller things, we just make it quick, simple, get through it, then we can leave those more.
First thing, it says lightning round.
Yes.
Love that. I love lightning round.
So, okay.
We got a few things, I think, leading up to the first movie announcement right there. So I think we go up to the last thing that you put about the cinema. I think that'll end a lightning round. Okay.
All right.
So we'll do that. Welcome to the Conocopia. For our any new listeners or our AI overlords, this is where we kind of talk about recent pop culture announcements in the past month or so that caught our attention. I guess a lack better word, right? Yeah. But first thing we have up here is like the merging of streaming networks. And I don't know
what does this mean?
Well, you guys have been hearing like a lot of these been converging, right? All the streaming platforms, and then actually now the interfaces are looking like cable channel stations.
It's starting to piss me off. It really is.
It looks like it's come full circle. We got away from cable and whatnot to go to streaming because it was cheaper, whatever. And now it's just kind of they just bought it all up, and then now they're just back to the same thing. So, are you guys excited about the revisioning of
no, it's so TV. Dumb. It drives me. It amps my anxiety. I just like it's like why do they have to make watching TV stressful? Like that is where you're supposed to go to relax. Like why do you add stress to it? I am somebody who likes things organized. I like things in their own columns or compartments or whatever. And then when streaming sites say, hey, we've bought this other streaming site, now you can open up my streaming site, and then there's another bubble inside there that says if you did like a show on this current one, then you can click onto this one. Or, you know, like now they all want to like, hey, here's a one-stop shop for everything. You know, why don't you just give us your passwords and we will merge all of your streaming sites into one little thing. Stop it. You already know way too much about me. I like my own. Like, if I want to watch a certain streaming site because there's a show or something on there, I will click on that little icon or app, something that shows up on my TV or phone. And then if, you know, like, I have now trained my brain to think that, okay, this is a Netflix thing. This is a Hulu thing. You know, so I will click on Netflix. I will click on Hulu. I don't want to click on one app and then have to scroll through 75 other little bubbles to find the Hulu one that I wanted to watch in the first place. It's just like...
I get it. My issue with all of this, too, is like, listen, I am a subscriber to Disney Plus, and then they bundle all of this shit in together.
But yeah, the bundles.
But they bundle all that shit together, and now I can find Hulu.
I'm going to charge you more.
Now I can find Hulu. But why the fuck do I need the other fucking streaming services? Why do I need Hulu at this point? The only reason why I had Hulu on was because I needed some type of like live TV, right? For like when I watch the NFL and things of that nature. But just all of it. It's so convoluted. It's ridiculous. And then why are you going to upsell me all of these like apps? And then all you're going to do is fucking just concentrate them into one. What the fuck is that?
Pay extra for no commercials, or you know, you can sit here. Oh, you've got a premium. Well, you don't have a premium plus. That means you get like four commercials in this one. Rather than the eight.
I'm like, do you guys ever watch the Prime video and they watch a film or show? Hey, this show is ad free after this ad.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm already paying like a top dollar, I feel like, for these things, and I still get ads. You know, and it's like I don't pay for the plus, you know, scratch my nuts version. You know, like, I don't understand this. And then, you know, let me just warn the streaming services out there. If sports were smart and they came up with a app on their own, like hockey. If you guys had a streaming service with just every game, I would probably ditch most of my streaming services because I only really want to watch sports anyway. And that goes for the MLB, NBA, NFL. If you guys just charged a yearly amount for the season that included the playoff package, I know, but you have to go to Hulu or you have to go to YouTube or you have to go to something to watch these things. No, I just want
MLB Network, NHL Network, NFL Network. Well, not NFL Network, that's it.
No, because they're blocked out in certain locations. There's blockout games if they're local games. I don't want blockout games. I don't want that because I live locally and the teams that I want to watch are blocked out. So I want something with no blockouts, with playoffs. Yeah.
Why at this point, this is my thing. Why are blackouts even a fucking thing anymore?
Right. Why?
I mean, to me, it's just it's asinine. I understand it for like television copyright reasons and things like that. But come on, guys, we're fucking they're living off of a model that was done in the 70s and 80s. Fucking grow with the times. Why do all of this? And I understand there's probably money, advertising money locally, but at the same time, who fucking cares? Then add that as part of your thing. But giving me a blackout so I can't watch a game,
a local
is
game,
just ridiculous. Or I have to switch to the other team's local station in order to watch it. It's just a pain in the ass. Right. It's like, just make it fucking fair across the board and make it easy.
That's what I want. I think
the Red Zone does that.
It only shows you teams that are about
NFL
to score.
Pass, I think it is. Okay. No. Yeah. But the NFL Pass.
But then you have to sign up for like a certain cable package for that or YouTube or something. Yep, YouTube. And I don't want that. Yeah. I just want like.
And on top of that, it's $400, I think, it's which ridiculous. Is like a lot of fucking money for like 16 games.
Whatever,
it's crazy.
Whatever the amount comes out to be, it is what it is. And if it's worth it for you, but let me tell you, I'm somebody for hockey. It might be worth it for me. I don't know. It depends what the dollar amount is and what the package is. I mean, like, playoffs better be included in all that. And I want to see the games. And if I miss a game, I want to be able to rewatch it because of, like, work or family events. Or, you know, or I have the option to watch it live.
Well, you know that they have an app, I guess, like, coming up, or a joint venture with ESPN, Fox, Warner Brothers, Discovery, forming a joint sports streaming service.
Jesus Christ. Again? No. Really?
Yeah. But it's just like back in the day, right? When it happened, like, when you had to buy a certain cable package so that you could watch certain channels, right?
It's stupid. Yeah. I mean...
It's fucking frustrating.
It
man.
Is frustrating.
Again, I think it's overkill now. At this point, it's just fucking overkill. It's just, I don't know. It's ridiculous. We're
gonna
go, everything
should everybody's gonna go back to cable.
Purpose. Yes, I would go back to cable in a heartbeat. It's just the streaming was meant to be a way to make your life easier, and it seems to make things more complicated. So,
well, then on top of that streaming, you have to up your Wi-Fi, your internet for your house, and that goes through a company that's more expensive than all your streaming networks combined just to have enough. Like,
it's all a fucking racket, dude. Man. It's all a racket to get into your fucking
Tony,
pocket.
Tony, can you talk to your AI overlords and get this fixed?
I will. I'll get right on that.
We should all just get a VPN and change our virtual where we are, and then we'll get whatever game we want.
Oh yeah, there you go. Oh, that's I didn't. Yeah, that's right. You can use a VPN, but then that's another additional cost, though, Warren. See, it's a lot more. No, it's not actually. It's very easy. But again, that's another fucking subscription that you have to fucking pay for. Enough already! Yeah, stop getting into my fucking pockets. No, what I'm just saying to everybody in general, and I think one of the topics we're going to be talking about. In fact, I'm just going to skip right to it. If anybody watched South Park this week, there was a South Park: The End of Obesity. There was something, and I know we're going to do a hot take on it. I just want to just say that they have basically, if you haven't seen it, they have described our medical system here in the USA like to a T. How fucking convoluted, how stupid, and just how dumb all of it is in order for the insurance to make money, pharma to make money, and your medical companies to make money. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I think, you know, enough already. Just fucking make, what happened to making things so simple that you could just go in, buy whatever you needed to, get the tests that you need, and then just walk out? Everything is so goddamn complicated. And these insurance companies and the big pharma, everybody wants a piece of your fucking pocket. And they don't want to fucking pay out anything. So it's just, again, it's this country, man. I swear. Sometimes it's frustrating. You can make things so simple, but yet you make things so fucking complicated in order to protect one thing, and that's your fucking bottom line. And it's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's Tony, true. You just have to not get sick.
Yeah, right. Hey, if you never go to the doctor, they can't charge you for it, right?
What was that, Warren?
Can I borrow $5 out of your pocket?
Yes, I'll give it to you right now, buddy. For you, I would do it. For you guys, I would do it. But, you know, and then, you know what, Orin, would you like a subscription? Would you like to subscribe to that? You know, that's what I'll do. I'll just, for your friendship, I want to subscribe to your friendship for $5 a month. In fact, that's my new business model.
What do I get if I get me as a friend, plus value?
The plus value, cuddles. You get cuddles,
no,
and we.
I don't want.
And if you want to, you can have the option of Netflix and chill. That's like an additional premium of like $10.
How about
a month?
Just like you can keep the Netflix and chill and the cuddles, but you know, like, you don't text me as much.
You know, like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, Brian, just give me $10 a month, right. And you know what? You will, like, see my text messages disappear.
Right.
If that's what you want. But that's how we're getting to, man. We're getting to the point now.
And then I may tip you
for everything.
I may tip you.
Yes. Yeah, tip me 18% on top of the subscription rate.
Right.
It's fucking enough is enough, people. And that's all I'm trying to say. Whether it's medical, whether it's fucking streaming services, it's all fucking just too much. Shut the fuck up. You know, enough is enough. Anyway. Anyway, all right. That's all
they're
I have
coming
to
say. From one of us.
boy, that was really a lightning round, wasn't it?
Yes. How are we doing so far, Wayne?
I'm sorry, Wayne.
We're doing just as what I expected. So anyways, let's move on to wrap up a couple of these things. Bad Batch, I know we talked about it briefly last month, but they finally did, but we didn't talk about the season finale. And Oren, I believe you watched it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else? Did Brian turn?
No. Wait, is it season or is it a series finale? Is it a series finale? It's done. Okay.
I just want to say that if you guys do get a chance to watch this, I would highly recommend it. I think this is kind of right behind Andor in regards to just kind of nice way to kind of capture the essence of Star Wars without the lightsabers, without all the stuff that kind of gets kind of distracting at this point. And they kind of did a nice little segue into how the Bad Batch moves into the rest of the, you know, the mainline canon movies too. So I think they did a great job. Oren, do you have anything?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. I don't have anything to say on top of that. It was just well done. And it left a hole in my watching things. I can't. Couldn't think of what I was going to say.
I know exactly what you mean, man. Sure, yeah. It's like now you have to adjust.
Now you have to find a new show, right? Now you have to find a new show to watch.
Let me recommend
Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh, yeah, that is a good show, actually.
Or rewatch The Bear before the season 3 comes out.
Oh, I know. We'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, I need to watch it. If you guys are like Wayne and Oren, you guys have always been on the forefront of like telling me like good stuff. And I tend to kind of like, and Olivia is another person that keeps telling me, you need to watch these shows, Dad. And I'm like, I'll get to it when I get to it. But I have to really just make it a point to start listening to you. No, I have to be, but I need to just get the fuck over that and just do it. Just fucking pull the trigger and just watch it. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Skip the foreplay and just get into it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
And then just let the silly string fly, Tony. Just get it going.
Also, just real quick, spoiler-free thoughts on X-Men 97. Who watched that?
How many episodes was the season?
Eight, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
Or was it 10? 8 or 10, something like that.
Like Bad Batch, I am planning to watch it. I don't know when, but I hear nothing but great things about it. I hear like this is one of the best things that Disney Plus has done. And
They did it well. Yeah. And actually the way the series, this first season, I guess it's the first season. I think there might be multiple seasons at this point. The first season is like a three-parter.
Really?
How they finish that, three separate episodes of kind of all the same theme, and it goes pretty hard and they did a good job, and it's exciting to see where they go with this, if it actually works into the greater MCU or not. But you know what,
so Wayne, my question is, does it seem like that's what they're angling for?
I don't know.
Or are they just kind of happily kind of falling into that?
I mean, they're following like comic book arcs from what I gather, you know. Mm-hmm. So at least that's what I've been, you know, Dana's telling me, like, she's kind of explaining like, hey, this is where they're pulling from this, but they're also taking some liberties here and there too. So I don't know. Well, I'm not sure what the ultimate goal is.
Also, not to get off on a side note, but speaking of MCU, did you guys say anything about how they're separating the MCU into four different categories, I guess?
No.
Yeah, so
no.
They're going to have the movies, the animation, TV, and then what they call Spotlight.
Oh, my God. They're turning into the DC universe. Oh,
Spotlight. Okay. Well, Spotlight, I heard. Yeah. That's Echo, right? Spotlight was...
Echo was supposedly... Yeah. And so, yeah. So what I heard was Spotlight's like, okay, well, it's something they put out, and if it doesn't turn out to anything, then they can just forget about it, and, you know, you never see Spotlight again. But
if it's popular, they could bring it back. That's kind of a brilliant way of doing it.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, something they're on the fence about, but we'll put it out there as a Spotlight thing. It's not connected, even though Echo was connected because she was in
right.
Yeah, Daredevil and
Hawkeye.
Yeah. Or not Daredevil. It was, it was Hawkeye. Yeah,
which Hawkeye 2 is coming out, I hear. Woo-woo. Oh,
fuck you. That was the worst.
I can't wait.
If you keep that stupid musical out of it, then maybe.
That was the best.
They turned. You want to talk about turning a fucking character into a chump? They made fucking Kingpin a chump. It was stupid, dude. I hated Hawkeye. Hawkeye's the fucking worst, man.
It's not the worst.
It is.
I understand you don't like it. It's not the worst.
I heard Echo's pretty bad. I heard Secret Invasion is bad, too.
Yeah, there are worse things out
there. Yeah, Oren said how bad a Secret Invasion was. So I'm like, you know, if Oren's telling me it's fucking bad, I'm going to stay the fuck away from it.
Yeah.
But again, it's just, why don't you just get back to the fucking storytelling? Let's see how that goes. Let's just focus on that instead of focusing on, like, breaking everything down into four groups. So what is this? You guys are like my food pyramid. You got your grains, your dairy, and just shut the fuck up, dude. Focus on good storytelling.
You can eventually find them on four different streaming platforms, which will, yes, when they're exactly. all done, merge into one.
Exactly. Yeah, you got Marvel Spotlight?
For a Marvel Premium Plus.
Yeah. Yes. Fucking enough already, man. We're complicating things way too much, people. All right.
Moving on.
Shogun.
Yes.
Shogun.
Supposedly they're going to have a season two and three in the works.
Okay. Did anybody else feel lied to? I was under the assumption that they want to stay true to the original series or the books, wherever they got the original story from, and they were going to make this a one-time miniseries. But I understand the popularity thing, and you know what popularity means in movie terms. Money, right? Mm-hmm. They want to make the more of it. Money. So let's not strike those sets yet, right? Let's make some more shows.
I do feel a little betrayed by it, but you know, I do. And honestly, do I really want to see like Torinaga's kind of like how he kind of manipulates the fucking series just ended perfectly. It was a fucking perfect series, right, Oren?
Right, because they only counted it to be one, so they wanted to wrap everything up.
That's, I understand that, and that's the way they should leave it. Yeah, just fucking leave it alone.
I haven't seen it yet, but I plan to, and now I'm going to be thinking, okay, what character is going to live at the end, and where the storyline's going to go? Where, like, what could season two or three look like from here?
Hey, Tony.
I don't.
But what if it's done right?
Oh God!
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. It's not gonna. I don't know. Listen, I'll give it a shot because you know what they did. The writers did do a really awesome job with it. But again, what happens when you start going off script of the novel? I mean, let's look at this, like, with
just Game of Thrones.
Straight facts. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Exactly. Yeah. What happened? It was seasons after season six. Even some people give season six a bunch of shit. I happen to love that show. In fact, Battle of the Bastards is like my favorite episode of television like ever. And then seven and eight, man, just sucked ass. So please, I don't know. I don't have faith. I have faith in the source. And honestly, Shogun, the way you did it, the way everything worked out was fucking pitch perfect. There's not one thing that I would change about that story. And I don't want to see the other shit that happens after that. Leave it in my imagination what happens. Because it the way Torinaga basically tells everybody what the fuck happened, and you kind of are like, oh my God, holy shit. Your mind is blown by the end of it. And just let's leave it at that. I don't need to see it ad nauseum two and three.
Season two is the return of Godzilla. Season three will be
King Kong now shows up. It's just, that's how it's gonna go, man. I just leave things pure. You're again making things more complicated than they need to be. That's it. Just keep it simple, stupid. That's it. All right, enough.
What are you calling stupid?
And I guess also the past month there was an announcement that there's a new Lord of the Rings film that's going to be made. The Hunt for Gollum.
Wait, new film? It's not like part of the series on
Amazon? No, film. This is actually going to be produced by Andy Serkis. And is, I think, actually the original showmakers from the original trilogy are going to be involved with this project, supposedly.
Like Peter Jackson, too?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, really? Peter Jackson and the crew that was associated with that. So it's supposedly...
Oh, my gosh. I'm
cautiously optimistic because of that. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where they go, but this
another film on walking.
Why are you optimistic? Honestly, why are you optimistic, Wayne? I'm gonna point something out to you. the fucking Hobbit, dude. Why the fuck? And Peter Jackson's name was all over that shit. So why are you even optimistic? It's this again is another fucking money grab. And I think that the studios and everybody are fucking desperate at this point. But they all fail to realize it's all about the fucking story, people.
Tony.
What?
There are so many unanswered questions when it has to come to Lord of the Rings that we just need answers to. That we cannot get
they
those answers
with the Hobbit.
Unless we
and
walk
the Hobbit was a fucking god. The Hobbit was a
4,000 miles
mess,
in their
dude.
Feet. We have to keep walking. Just like, just keep walking. Just keep walking. It's a movie about walking.
Right? What the fuck is the Hunt for Gollum? What is that? What does that mean, Wayne? What does that
Didn't
mean?
Didn't he fall into a volcano?
Spoiler alert. Was pretty successful.
Did he live?
I think the Hunt was.
Did he live at the end? I don't know. Like, there's two movies that come to mind with people falling in like lava. That's
lava,
Terminator and Gollum.
Two, right? And Gollum. Exactly. I think the Hunt for Gollum
they
was
both
pretty
died.
Damn successful. Exactly. You all get the same point.
Right.
Oh. And what the fuck? Yeah, stupid. Yeah. What is,
I sure hope
story
there's a
about?
Sequel to this.
Well, apparently this is a new story that's going to be taking place before the original trilogy.
Oh.
Why? Why?
A lot
why?
Of unanswered questions.
Why?
What makes Gollum
yeah,
Gollum?
Exactly.
What, like, here's a,
it was the
here's
ring.
A, here's a, here's a movie idea. Who made the ring? and how did it get so?
Well, they're trying to do that
powers.
With Ring of Power, but they're trying to do that with Ring of Power. Oh. We all know how that's fucking
going
right now.
We can't get past
so,
the intro. Fuck.
I know. I was out like 15 right? minutes in. I'm like, this is fucking trash.
I woke up 6 hours later. Oh. They're still there. I was like, oh, God.
Fucking stupid, man. It's fucking dumb. This is all stupid and dumb, man. Jesus. All right. So, you know, and that's going to lead me into my big like thing right now. I think we are now seeing the end of cinema. I hate to say it as much as I've talked about how much I love being in the movie theaters. But this past weekend, if you haven't heard, Furiosa was supposed to be this big, huge blockbuster. And it was supposed to be.
Wow.
Yeah, like hundreds of millions of dollars. It was, I think, $168 million movie to make. Not to mention the marketing. This movie took in this weekend $39 million in the U.S.
Ouch.
Yeah. 58 total in the world.
Oh.
So I... And from my understanding, Furiosa is getting rave reviews. Everybody's loving it. I actually want to see it. At first, I was kind of on the fence about it, but I just heard a lot of good things. And then on top of that, all you guys, get ready. This is sad. Garfield also tanked.
Garfield is out
already?
Didn't even know that was out.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
Sad.
Hey, yeah, with Chris Pratt, man. It was it was just bound to be it was supposed to be a huge movie, and again,
was it was? Really?
yeah, I guess. I mean, they got Chris Pratt. I mean, I think they fucking had to pay Chris Pratt to be a voice.
Should have found the original
guy. He's a voice
in
everything.
Music.
Yes, the original guy had such like a deadpan delivery. Yeah. He was perfect.
They should have had Bill Murray be the voice. I may have.
Well, they did, and that failed as well.
Bill Murray?
So it's just.
Was he in the movie?
He was in Garfield about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They did a Garfield movie. That's what I meant. Like, because he was like the original voice, right?
No.
Yeah. No.
It was Lorenzo. This guy named Lorenzo Music was. Was the original
Orin,
voice.
I'm impressed with your Garfield trivia.
Orin?
You pulled that right off his head.
my dad has worked with him in the past.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
I was like, Orin, that is seriously impressive.
But he was also perfect. I mean, if you go back to the old Garfield, that guy had the perfect deadpan delivery.
Orin, is that guy still alive?
It was.
I don't know.
Looks like he may have passed away in 2001. Oh.
Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. Yeah. But again, you know, cinema's dead. And then also they had a new Planet of the Apes movie that's supposedly really good, and that has tanked. So now everybody's worried that the cinema is dead.
No. Yeah,
and,
everyone's waiting for Deadpool.
It kind of is.
That's what it is.
I think people have got things.
People have got stuff to do. They've got sports teams to leave early from. They've got
traffic to catch,
concerts to not show up to. I mean, there's a lot to do here, and everyone's got Deadpool exactly. waiting on their or circled on their calendars.
I don't know. I don't have it circled on mine. I don't even. It comes out what July? Yeah. I think something like
it's
that.
Circled on mine.
I
think
I'm yeah, it comes out when actually, when you guys are out here. Tony.
When I'm out here,
yeah,
for Comic-Con. Okay,
yeah. You know, so do you think that's because everything has become more like mobile, like on your devices yeah. and everything, or streaming? Like that just kind of killed the cinema experience.
Yeah,
I think so because, quite frankly, I think that it is the turnaround time is everything. And I don't know about you, but this week they just dropped Dune 2, which came out what in February, and it's already out on HBO Max. So people just already know the gig. Yeah. They know that if they just wait, there's no urgency. There's no sense of urgency because they know it's going to be on their streaming platform within 3 months. And why even bother? Why bother buying a movie? Why bother going to the movies? If I could just watch it in the comfort of my home and I could, you know, eat popcorn, I can Netflix and chill while, you know, the sandworms are doing their thing. I'll be doing mine. It's just everybody. It's just too convenient for everybody.
Everywhere.
It's just, again,
can you imagine how
it's
much
sad, man.
Sandworms
it's really
can put out.
Oh.
Well, it's all that dust they're doing too, man.
It's all that clean dirt.
It's got glitter to it too, man.
That's right. They're filtering it out.
It's got the glitter silly string going on. But again, I'm so sad, man, because there's just nothing in cinema right now that's connecting with anybody. I think Deadpool versus Wolverine will be kind of huge, but is that really what we need?
Let me ask you this question right now about that. How much money does Deadpool need to make to be considered successful?
Like double what it costs to make it, right?
No, I think at this point, if it hits, I think it's going to hit.
I think so too.
Yeah. I think this one will. I think it'll hit. Eat it, but I think anything less than a billion is going to be a failure.
Yeah, I think. It'll,
I think that even if it hits like 500 million. Yeah, I think 500 million, they're just going to be like, all right. So again, it's sad that we're seeing the demise of this, but I think that the Hollywood system has kind of eaten itself, and it's just another allegory of things that we're doing to each other and the way we're kind of just, it's just, we're feeding off of one another now instead of just, you know, letting magic happen.
Crap out there. Like there's no investment, yeah. right? Where. And I hate to bring this back to another comic book thing, but up until Endgame, like we were invested, right, in the storyline, in the buildup, and you went to the theater because you were afraid of it being spoiled to you online somehow through some like streaming or some guy who's just going to be like, hey, you know, this person did this, you know, or this person dies or whatever. So you were afraid of being spoiled. So you went to the theater so you could avoid that. And it's fun to see it in those big like stadium crowds too. And there's just no buildup like that anymore. Everything has become very, there's like a political message around a lot of things. I think people are burnt out on that, and it's not.
Yeah, and they're afraid that right. they go to the theater, they're going to get a message shoved down their
right.
throat.
Right, it's just not about the story anymore. This is about like a political message, and it's just like it has turned into that. And I got to be honest, that's a big turnoff for me too. Like I just want to kind of turn off my brain and be entertained. And I'm hoping Deadpool does that for me. And
I'm honestly the trailer that I saw with Deadpool. I'm not stoked about it. I'll go see it, but I'm not like invested in it like I was.
No offense. I hope you're wrong.
Years ago. Yeah. No, I hope I'm wrong too. This is the thing. I want to be wrong, but usually. I always am.
So I mean,
that's how
I think,
it goes around here. And you and Orin are always right. So hopefully it's a great film.
I don't like, you know, to me, going to the theater, it's kind of inconvenient for me, right? I'm more comfortable in my home, sitting in my own chair, you know, drinking whatever I want, pausing the movie when I want to go use the restroom, eating whatever I want, and not spending a bunch of money and then hanging out with a bunch of people who are kind of irritating me anyway, a bunch of strangers.
You live in Southern California and everybody irritates you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
look at your state, man. Yeah. Your state is all about irritation
and
at this point.
To go and see just a film that's so like politically motivated, you know, it's kind of like, what am I spending?
It's the last thing you need.
What am I spending my money on? And I'd rather not do that and just go do something else. And that's just the way it's been lately. And I'm kind of over it, so I'm very selective on the movies that I'll actually go leave the house for. And but to your point, Tony, I'm one of those people where I know it's going to be on a streaming service soon, and I could wait.
Yeah.
But I will go see Deadpool. I'm excited about that. I don't want to be spoiled.
Everybody else is.
Moving on real quick, I think the movie that's really going to save the industry was recently announced.
What's that?
Yeah, I see that big, huge announcement.
Hold on.
No, this is not going to save the industry. In fact, it's going to save the stream.
It's on Netflix. Happy Gilmore sequel was announced. And you guys just have to follow Shooter McGavin's Twitter feed or X feed.
Yeah, it totally
he is. His X feed is hilarious.
I love it. This is one of those movies back in the, was it the 90s, right? Was it in the 90s?
Yeah, 90s.
Yeah. This is when, like, I grew up watching Adam Sandler, and I like him as an actor even to this day.
Yeah, so do I.
And I'm excited about this because I remember this movie being so entertaining for me. And I love sports, hockey, even though it had hockey. It was kind of like a
It wasn't based on hockey,
but there was hockey.
And he was a failure at hockey.
Yes.
So that's why he became a golfer.
Yeah.
So it had that kind of connection.
Love it, love it, love it. And just enjoyed the story. So to see him kind of come back to that world, and Shooter McGavin was a fun character you wanted to hate, you know, and I can't wait. I'm going to watch this, you know, when it comes out.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne, can you find the X... the X tweet or whatever the tweet that Adam Sandler did for preparing for the role.
I'll find it, but give me a second.
Yeah, see if you can. Yeah, cue the new cue. Because I want you guys to see it because it made me fucking smile, and I was just like, yes, I can't. As cheesy as that film was, I cannot wait for this. I'm excited about Happy Gilmore sequel, and just the fact that Shooter McGavin is kind of like, I don't know, the actor, what's his name? What is his name? I need to figure out his name, but the fact that he's like, that's his character, and that he's got an X feed on it, and he's just plays that character to a T. It's awesome. It's charming. It's fun. It's great.
Tony, the actor's name for Shooter McGavin is Christopher McDonald.
McDonald. Christopher.
Was
McDonald.
That on X, Tony?
Such a good actor. It was on X. I'll see if I can find it. It was on an Adam Sandler feed.
You got it.
It's probably fine in there.
Breakout role in Grease 2.
Oh, that's right.
Go green. Line
in the corner. Actually, I'm not sure. Yeah. No, Grease 2. We're going to score tonight.
What does that mean?
Oh, I can't. Yeah,
he sings the last verse of that song. Where does the pollen go?
Oh, yeah.
Where does the ball in go?
Oh, reproduction.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But all right. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'll find it.
It's entertaining. Yeah. We should follow both those guys. I mean, they are definitely playing up the hype for this.
Wait. I think it was on ESPN.
Oh, was it ESPN? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Check this out.
I'm going to share my screen.
Warren, you guys are going to like this. Yeah, hold on.
All right. It was on ESPN, the Ocho. That's why we didn't see it.
The Ocho.
Let's see. Where are you? There we go. You guys see it? All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been 25 years since I've done this. Let's see what happens. I'm scared.
Listeners.
Gavin, this is for you. And I'm not lying to you, that is smashed. And that went pretty well. You dead shooter.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's so great. That's so great.
That's great.
And for our listeners, it was Adam Sandler. He was out of tea and he did his trademark Happy Gilmore run up swing drive, and it was a pretty awesome. So
yeah, it was pretty awesome. And now he's gonna shoot him again. So when is that coming out? Is there a release date on that at all?
I don't know if there is. I think it just announced it's going to production, so I'm sure it's probably at least a couple year or two out.
Okay. All right. Next up, I guess we're going to talk about the Superman costume image. I guess it was dropped this week, right? Or last week?
In the past few weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
sound like a month ago.
Yeah. Was it a month ago? Man, it's been that long. Jeez.
I have a problem with this.
Do you? Okay. What's your problem with it?
Superman, is he avoiding the fight here? I mean, in the background, it's got... Anyway, I'll describe the picture while Wayne stepped away for a second. But Superman looks like he's sitting in a luxury apartment. And he's got his back to the to whatever alien force it looks like that is shooting some kind of laser beam down onto a city. And
Metropolis.
Yeah, so you know, it just seems like, why would you live in that city? Everything happens in there. And he's not even watching what's going on. And it's just like, there are blue walls. Like, the color scheme of the apartment matches his costume. It's blue and red. And he's just sitting there. It looks like he's on a break.
It does look like he's on a break. But again, what
they're following a certain storyline of Superman. I don't know which one it
is.
Though.
Yeah, it's the one that Tony likes.
Yeah, I love All-Star Superman.
But here's the problem. We have grown up knowing that Superman can change from... being a reporter, being in a suit and tie, in a phone booth, into his costume. Yeah. And it looks like he's taking his time, either putting on or taking off his boots. You know, it looks like he's already been in a battle because of his the battle scars on his upper shoulder there. Yep. You know, but... Like, are you taking your sweet ass time? Where
it's just like the fucking city? It's a costume design reveal. That's it. That's it.
It is just like
you're reading way too much into it.
So, well, like the world's ending behind him. He's like,
yeah, he's not even watching it. His back is turned to it.
Maybe he had a rock in his shoe or something.
Maybe he had a pebble. Maybe a pebble. It was uncomfortable. You know, just no sense of urgency at all.
What do you think of the costume, though, Brian? That's the question.
Blue and red?
That's the thing.
I mean, if it wasn't blue and red, I'd be even more disappointed. I mean, it's a pretty basic costume. I don't know why he needs shoulder pads, but okay, he's Superman.
He needs a tailor. That's what he needs.
You're right.
Again, ho-hum. Again, it's Superman. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like Superman, and there's always this... what did you call it? Kerfuckle?
Kerfuckle.
Is that what you called it? Orin? Yeah. Kerfuckle?
No, I called it.
Or no, Orin, yeah. I mean, no.
And Ryan, I called it Kerfuckle.
Yeah.
Kerfuckle. There's always a kerfuckle over the costume designs and all of this stuff. Again, it looks good. It's Superman.
Here's the thing.
That's all I need to know.
He needs to stand up. Is he wearing his underwear on the inside or the outside? That's we can't tell from this picture.
Those are the true questions.
Right. These are the true questions, right?
Yes.
You know, and again. Yeah, I do like the shade of blue. I guess if we're just critiquing the costume. Okay. And it looks like the cape comes up onto the neck. All right. I don't know. What is that purple thing behind the chair? That's what I'm... Is that just more of a reflection from the laser?
Yeah, it looks like light? From the light.
Okay. All right.
How about the S logo? You guys good with it?
No, I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it. Again, I'm not getting too upset about it. It looks it looks like
the boots look costume. Neat though. Look how
Orin.
Look how it's a costume, like those it? Big thigh high or those calf high boots. Oh man,
he's right? Going line dancing.
You're right, and I do look like it looks like on the bottom of the boot there's some like anti slip grip there. You know? Yeah, so good traction there.
A couple of electric slide and then some tush pushing.
The boots have to be OSHA.
At the end of the night, compliant. Silly string. Silly string.
Silly string. Well, the silly string's going on behind him out of the big old, you know.
Some alien silly stringing all over that city.
Oh.
Superman's all like, I've had enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go out on that either.
I don't even get paid.
All right.
Oh, man.
The next thing we'll talk about is... it was just a very short trailer, but a trailer came out for The Bear season 3. It looks like more hijinks in the kitchen. They didn't really give you too much, which I love because the less I know about something, the better it is. And we'll talk about like more is or less is more here in a second.
Orin's theory, right? But, like Orin only wants the teasers. This is what they
leave
gave
it
us.
At
I
the
love
teaser
it.
Trailers, yeah. which the next one we're going to talk about. Point.
Yeah.
Point taken.
Okay. So the Bear season 3, it looks good. I'm in. This is the best thing on television in my opinion right now. And Brian agrees with me on that as well.
Absolutely. Remember when we did our end of year wrap-ups on like what was the best thing? I believe the Bear has come in first both years.
Yes. Yeah, because it's just been that good. Yeah. And I'm excited about it. It comes out June 27th. The trailer doesn't really give you much. Things are going on in the kitchen, and it looks like it's just going to be drama as usual.
More cousin, now, more cousin chaos, cousin, yeah, more cousin, cousin, yes, cousin chaos, cousin.
And cousin. I think this. I don't know. Maybe they're going after a Michelin this time. I don't know, or they're just trying to get the business going. Like, but yeah, let's just figure this out. But I'm in, man.
You
it
do
looks
get to
good.
See the logo of the Bear, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm in. All right.
Me too.
So,
I'm in too.
Yeah. All right.
No, did you guys hear the controversy
about what
on this? It's not really controversy. It's are they? I can't remember the actors' names, but the main
Jeremy,
female and the guy.
Yeah,
yeah. With if they're more than just castmates or it's I don't know. It's dumb.
Are they a couple? Really? I mean, is that what they're wondering?
That's what they're wondering because he just got divorced or something. But anyway, so the whole cast went to a baseball game. And as they were walking in, they weren't arm in arm, but his hand was like a little lower on her back than, just a normal, guiding someone in. It was like a caressing, I don't know, it's all BS, but anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
So they want to try to make a story out of anything.
Yeah, I think so. And I think
exactly
again,
that's
and Orin, in the industry, they're always trying to prop whatever they can to kind of.
Exactly.
But honestly, the Bear does the job. It's not, there's no need to hype it because it's excellent. So, but if they are dating, I mean, that's cool. But if they're not, again, whatever.
I mean, exactly. I don't care. I just heard it. I was.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Heard on ESPN 710 of all places. But
okay, on ESPN Radio. So again, there's a crowd that they probably would not. Would not really engage, right? Because now it happened at a ball game. I'm sure it was at a Cubs game. There's the sports. There's the sports angle there. So, I'm excited about it, and we'll find out June 27th. Can't wait. And I guess next up is Beetlejuice. The full trailer dropped this week. And what are your thoughts, guys?
They should have left it at the teaser trailer.
Yeah, I'm with Orin. They should have just left it. I was more excited with the teaser trailer than I am with this one now. This is one that I will wait for a streaming service to pick it up.
Didn't it just feel flat?
That should be a category of ours. Is it streaming or theater?
Wait, there's a game we should play. Is it theater?
Is it theater? Is it streaming? Is it movie? Is it theater worthy or
cinema
streaming?
Related? Yeah,
we can call it something.
So you like rate the film
or neither?
Or neither.
Yeah. Based on the trailer, are we going to go in the theater to see it or are we going to stream it?
You know what? We should do that for next all the Conocopias. Whenever there's a lot of trailers, we could rate it that way.
Oh,
summer,
there we go.
Summer
blockbusters. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Well, let's do this
for me, this is a streamer. This is a streamer.
I don't even think it's a streamer at this point. I'm not really even interested in it. It just, everything
this is
in
a Halloween
it just seemed,
streamer.
Dude, everything just seemed flat. Did it not just seem flat and like lifeless?
Yeah.
I think
they
they're
went
trying
back to the
to
old jokes,
play
but the jokes
on
just did
more
not
like
work.
The whole deadpan comedy type thing.
No, like, dude, even Michael Keaton looked like he was bored. He looked like he was bored, man. Back in the day, he brought that character to life, and this one just looks flat and looks dead. I mean, it looks as dead as Tim Burton's career in the past few years.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, it does not look good.
He has claws.
No, yeah, I mean, and it's just the whole thing, how she's talking to her daughter, Winona Ryder, and talking to Jen, it's like, she's like, oh, don't, he's saying his name. Don't say his name. Oh, no, don't you say it. It's like, Come on.
Well, to your point,
Warren is exactly right.
Was it the original Beetlejuice came out 36 years ago? Is that something? Right?
Holy shit! Wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. And so I don't know how much energy
Michael Keaton
has at this point.
Do some coke. You know, do something to kind of lighten things up.
Ouch. We do not advocate that on the show, everybody. We do not.
Maybe in some cases it's okay. I don't know. If you need a little pep in your step, you know, and you're an actor,
or
you
need to just drink a Red Bull. Get him a coffee. there are other alternatives.
There you go. Or a Monster Energy drink. Yeah. Or Adderall. Who knows?
Oh my
God. Whatever floats your boat. Yeah. You know, it's just. Bring some kind of life to it. All right, the next thing up, Witcher season 4. I'm not even a fucking Witcher fan. I really don't care. The thing that I'm bummed out is that Henry Cavill basically was ditched in this role, and now one of the what are the brothers' names?
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth. Yeah, Liam is now the Witcher. I could care less. I didn't watch the series. I'm not a fan of it. I love the video game, but not the series. So
I like the series. But I'm very hesitant on this one. I mean, you recasting the main character, which...
Didn't he leave the role to go do Superman, and then they canceled the Superman project?
No. Creative differences. Basically, they were not using the Witcher character. They were not using the Witcher character to its fullest potential, and they were basically not making him the main character. It was all of these other subplots with these characters that were not even interesting. From my understanding.
Yeah.
And he just decided, you know what, fuck this. I don't need it anymore. And I want to bring more of a collaborative effort to this to tell decent stories. And the writers have their own fucking agenda. So I'm going to peace out, y'all.
And Henry's a huge nerd. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's a big gamer, right? Yeah. And he loves
not only
this
gamer,
kind of
but comic books. And he's one of us, right?
Right.
But like way good looking. And,
No, I could totally relate. Yeah.
But I'm not into it at all, man. I'm not into it. Finally, I think we have a Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley trailer. Oren, this to me was like, this should be a teaser. They fucking dropped the whole fucking movie in this trailer. You already know what happens. You already know what the storyline is. And then at the end of it, they show you the conclusion. It's so fucking stupid. They have everything. They tell you the whole fucking story. You don't even need to bother watching it at all because you watch the trailer and it's everything. They tell you the whole story. They even tell you the conclusion of the story, like right there in the whole fucking trailer. So I was not. And again, this one.
They do.
I like seeing the old characters from the movie, but honestly, the wit, the snap, the kind of like fun. It just didn't seem like it was there again. Leave it at the teaser.
I got a question, like, for our upcoming, process of, like, is like skip it, stream it, or watch in the theater. How does it apply to streaming films or shows? Do you do the same thing? Like, I would say I would watch this in a theater type thing.
If this is theater quality.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
It was theater quality. Yeah.
All right. For me, this is a skip. It's coming to America too, all over again. I think they're just trying to play on the nostalgia. This was something that I liked Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know. I don't remember how many they made back in the day, but back in the day in the '80s and nineties, when I was a kid, I liked them. I thought they were funny. I thought they were cool. And I've just kind of grown out of it. Too much time has passed. And to your and Oren's point, I know everything about this movie now from the trailer. And I just don't want to see it now. Like, I don't need to see it. So for me,
you just told me everything that happens.
Yeah,
in it.
For me, this
you
is
already
a pass.
Gave me the big. You already gave me the big fucking action sequences. You gave me the big action set pieces. I already know what I need to know. And you guys, thank you for giving me the movie. You just saved me an hour and a half of my time.
Thanks for giving
me
the Cliff Notes.
Thank you so much, Netflix. Yeah, exactly.
The Cliff Note version.
The Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
Well, you guys kicked me out right now because, they did all that, but I'm going to check it out.
All right. Are you? No, okay. Yeah. Please all let right. us know how it is. Let us know. Yeah, did you learn anything? Because... Yeah. Did you learn anything new from the movie?
Yeah. No. Just, yeah. I'll take one for the team on this one. But just because I've always been an Eddie Murphy fan for his good stuff, his bad stuff, all the way back to Raw
Delirious.
Delirious.
Fucking Raw.
So
Delirious.
For that reason, I may not get through it, but I'll give it a chance.
Owen, I'm with you. I love Eddie Murphy too. I think like I grew up watching him. At one point, he was probably like the funniest person I could recall on TV.
Dude, yes, Saturday Night Live skits are some of the best of all time. So again, I just the movie just it told me too much. Less is more. And that's the whole point of this thing was
that
like
is true.
Less is more. Okay. That's all we need to do. Well, you know what? I think that wraps up. Oh, go ahead.
No, let me just recap this. So based on our new criteria of ratings, right? That's where we go over this. From either I was seeing it, I'll go watch it in the theater versus stream it or skip it. Right. Those are the three.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Happy Gilmore sequel. What are you guys rating that for
I would
now?
See that in a theater.
I would see that in a theater too.
Oh,
I know. Tough part is because we haven't seen any trailers on it yet.
See, no. And as far as that goes, they should just keep doing what they're doing,
right?
You know, between him and
absolutely
Shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
better. That is better build up than anything.
I'd probably theater that one.
Okay. The new Superman.
I'm skipping it.
A theater because I do love All Star Superman.
I'll go stream.
Owen?
I think Superman has to be in the theater, right?
If you're going to see Superman it's got that big screen, like just for the flight sequences.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, The Bear, season 3.
I'm definitely watching it. It's only
I would watch it. Yeah, I would watch it. I would watch it in the theater.
I'm watching.
If I had it, this to me is like theater material. So
I got a category for you, Wayne. Mm. For series that aren't going to be in the theater, are you going to binge it at the end or watch it as it comes out? For The Bear, I'll watch it as it comes out.
Oh, they're dropping the whole season.
Oh, are they? Oh, right. That's great. Yes.
They're dropping the whole season.
All right.
I would watch this in the theater.
Okay.
I mean, it's that much of a quality that I would pay over my money to go see it.
This has been the best thing we've watched since it's come out. I'm right there with Tony.
Okay. And Beetlejuice. I think you guys were all skipping it.
Skip it.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. I'll stream.
Witcher season 4.
Skipping.
Skip it.
All right. And then lastly, Beverly Hills Cop.
Skipping.
Stream it.
I'll stream it.
All right. There you go. There we are. That's our new rating system for us. Good job, guys.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right. And I guess, you know, with that said, we have now concluded this week's episode of the Knowledge Nothing podcast. Hey, Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
All you lovely people out there, you want to follow us? Here it is. TikTok, comment setter Uno. Twitter, the old Twitter machine. I will not call it X, even though I just did. Twitter is at the common one. Instagram at the knowledge of nothing. Facebook, the knowledge of nothing. If you want to hear us anywhere, you can get podcasts. You know, you can hear our lovely voices, see our, you can't see our lovely faces, but trust me, they are lovely faces. We are the most handsome men you'll ever see. And you'll, you know,
on the show,
be privileged to know.
That's why we don't do live streaming.
Yeah.
Brian, speak for yourself. We're damn sexy. I have said it, therefore it is.
We are not the sexiest,
Just wait till we get your brother back on the show.
We don't need him.
We are so goddamn good looking that we would break all of the streaming services out there. We are that.
We would have to charge a plus for this. A comment plus. Yes.
Yeah, we do have
our faces need to be seen on the big screen.
Yeah, or we would definitely watch ourselves in the theater.
If you subscribe now, it'll be the Silly String edition.
That's right.
Silly String Plus edition. If you want to see these, our gorgeous faces.
That's true. Right. That's true. Block out some time.
You know, see Silly String in our faces, though. So, and also, everybody, as usual, we try to make this as interactive as possible. We want to hear your input, good, bad, and different. You have constructive criticism for us, ideas that we could use for the show, you know, that we could take under consideration. Info at theknowledgeofnothing.com is where you can do that. And guys, you know, if I may, just leave the people with this one tip just to maybe ponder, you know, on for their week. Everyone, you know, your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips. Yet you can tiptoe, but not tip finger.
What a
take
conundrum.
That with you.
Ponder that.
Ponder that. And, you know, if you stay sane during the week, I'd like to hear about it.
Send us
all right,
an email.
That's it, guys. All right. That's all we have.
Send us an email.
Thank
on
you
your thoughts
for listening.
On that question.
We love you. Yes. Yeah.
All right. And Brian, Saucebox himself, anything else that you would like to say before we call it a show?
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hope you have a nice, fun weekend. Spend it with people you love, doing something safe, doing something fun. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for supporting us. And we'll see you on the next one.
All right. And again, thank you all as always for taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you next time.
Hey guys, remember this one?
Welcome to Con Plus.
Yes, I forgot about that. Yes,
we are ahead of the times. It's because we're the pulse of the universe. Yeah. Like we've
Do you guys
said.
Remember this one too?
Con Plus, you're welcome.
That should be our show. That just that the intro. Yeah. What the Tony sound effect and the outro.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Or what about this one?
Oh,
oh wait, no. Or the, yeah. Oh, that's the data meter. Yeah. Or what about this one?
Oh my god, that's some OGs.
Yeah,
I know, dude. We're going old school on this show.